our first guest today. We welcome back to the KODY studios, Brenda Oftenkamp from UNL Extension, an extension educator, and particularly in the area of health. Welcome back, Brenda.
Thank you very much.
You are one of the first guests that I had in when I started back in March, I remember. I think that was your last time in, and I do remember that, and we were talking about barbecuing for the summer. Much different topic today.
Yes, it is very, very different, but you know, when you mention barbecue, the first thing that comes to my mind is food safety. And I could tell you several stories from over the holidays, but I would, as you bring it up, remind people that, you know, leftovers this time of year specifically, if you've, you know, celebrated through the holidays or whatever, had extra food at your house, you really don't want to be consuming those leftovers beyond 5 days afterwards. And that's given that they've been kept in the refrigerator at 40 degrees or below. And I have a family story of where some sat out as we celebrated our Christmas there, and then they sat in his refrigerator for 2 weeks. And he thought, oh, I'll eat one of those. And he got really, really sick.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it was Listeria. You know, and Listeria is the foodborne pathogen that's most common in like lunch meats and hot dogs and salami, so your charcuterie boards and those kind of things. And you don't think that, but I would tell you from what I know, Listeria is an outbreak nationwide on a real regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, remember those things. I could talk and talk and talk, Corey, about topics.
Well, our main topic today is a four-week series aimed to improve self-management of high blood pressure, and talk about what you have coming up here starting on the 22nd of this month.
Yeah, yeah. Nebraska Extension, and then myself specifically, we have a grant through the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to offer more of an educational perspective on living. It's called Living Well for High Blood Pressure. So over the four-week series, and I've partnered with Great Plains Health to do this, so it'll be up at the conference centers, you know, one of those rooms at the hospital here in North Platte, from 10 to noon, beginning January 22nd, and running every consecutive, I can't even tell you if those are Thursdays or Tuesdays now that I think about it, but every time, and so throughout...
It's a Thursday.
A Thursday, okay, so four weeks in a row there, the 22nd, the 29th, and then continuing February 5th and February 12th. And I want to encourage people to attend all four sessions, because throughout each session, I will try to create hands-on kind of educational things, but so we can all learn about the different factors that come into contributing to high blood pressure. And many of those things we can control. And then there's also that genetic nudge that we can't always control. But the more you learn, the better off you are. And we'll start each session with learning how to take our high blood pressure, you know, with a blood pressure monitor and cuff, those kind of things. And then those participants that attend all four sessions, I've partnered with Molina Healthcare, and they're going to come in, and those that attend all four sessions will receive a free blood pressure cuff. So that's kind of the warm fuzzy on top of it all. And there again, not all of us are dealing with high blood pressure, but it's probably one of those health disparities as we get older and we get caught up in life, which I'm in the middle of that always, that sometimes high blood pressure can creep in. And so to begin learning about it and learning about how to deter it and what is better and what's not, you know, the best to do in terms of lowering your risk. And then maybe some of us are caring for a loved one. Or, you know, so you don't have to have high blood pressure, and you don't have to tell me anything about that. When you come to this four-week series, you contribute what you want to contribute, and I will hopefully share some tidbits and some information that is worthwhile for you.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the symptoms of high blood pressure, or warning signs that you might have high blood pressure?
Well, you know, I think specifically headaches, and it depends on where your, you know, headache is at. You might have some feeling in the heart, you know, whether it's pressure, whether it's racing, something like that. And then just, you know, from feeling tired to feeling, you know, anxiety or hyper on, you know, there's multiple symptoms, and that's the thing that it's really good. And so what research tells us is that those of us that take an extra step and start learning about all the different factors that go into contributing or raising the risk of having high blood pressure, we can control that. And that if you monitor your blood pressure on a regular basis, you will see that depending on what you did, your blood pressure readings will be consistent. Mm-hmm. And so then if I start taking it three or four times a week, you know, on Friday when I took it, it was, you know, way higher numbers than what I had normally been getting for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I can think, oh, well, maybe I better seek out my healthcare provider and just see what's going on. And not always does it mean, oh my gosh, we're having a heart attack. It could mean just that your physical activity, your anxiety, you know, what you ate. I know I've just done this same 4 week series four times last fall, Imperial Ogallala, Gothenburg, and then in Grant as well. Mm-hmm. And what I learned there was we did, and this is at 10 o'clock, but there, many times I started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and everybody would come in, and there would be one or two participants that were aware of what their numbers should look like in terms of high blood pressure. Well, it's really high, Brenda. Well, they just got up, and they hurried around to get to a 9 o'clock program, which wasn't their normal routine. It was more of a laid-back morning kind of setting, and then maybe they had one or two cups of coffee. Well, that caffeine is a number one trigger, and it's not to say that you can't have caffeine, but to be aware that caffeine does raise your blood pressure, and for some of us, it's going to raise it considerably more than maybe the next person, and that's the thing is my blood pressure numbers are different than your blood pressure numbers, and so it's getting
so stimulants a trigger for
yes.
it sometimes.
Oh, yes, very much so, and caffeine, and then, you know, you say a cup of coffee. Think about all the other beverages that most of us consume sometime throughout the week. Caffeine is a big kicker in there.
So should I quit my Mountain Dew? I'm a big Mountain Dew guy.
Well, you know, I like Mountain Dew, but I would tell you, watch when you drink it and don't drink it within 3 hours of going to bed, or you're probably not going to go to sleep very well. Yeah, they will tell you, you know, if you look at sleep research, and we'll touch base on that a little bit in this four-week Living Well series, they'll tell you to cut out any kind of stimulants or caffeine specifically within 4 hours of going to bed. So if you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, that means 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon is the last Mountain Dew or the last cup of coffee.
I'm breaking that rule.
Yes, yes. But then I will tell you, I've heard stories of where, you know, it doesn't affect you. And I will tell you, I can't even take an ibuprofen past 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or I won't go to sleep until 12 hours or 10 hours later.
It just varies with each individual. Just kind of have to know how different food affects you, food and drinks.
That's exactly right. You know, and whether it's caffeine or the Mountain Dew, or maybe it's a nice piece of dark chocolate, you know, and there's going to be increased caffeine there as well. So it's all of those things. And, you know, part of the class will focus on stress and identifying stresses and coming up with some alternatives to relieving stress. And for all of us, and we've heard this, be mindful and getting in the presence of when you eat and being mindful with your foods, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it kind of seems silly to some of us, but it all really plays into our overall health and the risk factors.
Yeah, and when we get stressed, we tend to eat worse. We tend to eat the snack food and the chocolate, sweets and stuff.
That's
like that.
That's what I say. Yeah. I can tell you, I'm the number one. If I'm stressed, don't give me a bag of potato chips. And this isn't recent, and my physique shows this. But if I'm stressed, I can down a bag of potato chips like nobody. And it's been that way since I was very, very young that I deal with stress many times with foods.
It's easy.
So that's probably my downfall versus something else I could have.
Yeah.
And each one of us chooses a method to control our stress that we need to work.
Well, I mean, I've heard of emotional eating, but that ties into it as well. Maybe that's another branch outside of what you address in this series, but certainly diet is a big thing. You can control, you're in control of that, but realizing when you're under extra pressure, maybe coming up, have to get a project done by a certain deadline or something, realizing how that affects your body, and in particular relating to high blood pressure, how it can bolster that. But there are things you can do to control, and positive things instead of turning to things that will hurt the blood pressure and other things in your health, right?
Right. Well, and that's really what this four-week series starting on January 22nd will focus on, is you getting in touch with what your blood pressure, you know, readings are and regular, you know, what your blood pressure is on a regular basis, and then spending 2 hours, 4 weeks in a row to really get in touch with your lifestyle choices and identifying where maybe you need to make some small tweaks and some small adjustments. And then hopefully you learn one or two new tips. And I know yesterday we saw the Secretary of HHS release some new food guidelines for Americans. Yep. And I think that's going to be very controversial as we go here, as I kind of started reading on it last night. But I mean, I think there's some good things to think about. And as I say, with every class that I teach through my Nebraska Extension role, that word healthy means different for each one of us. So as an individual, you have to, come in touch with what your numbers are with your medical provider, or like with mm-hmm. this class, you're going to be specifically looking at high blood pressure, and then determine what you want to, how you term that word healthy. And is it to increase activity? Yeah. Is it into reduce some negative kind of thing that you have ongoing on? Is it to control stress? I mean, all of those things.
Does, if you have a predilection for a high blood pressure, will that quickly translate into other health issues that pop up usually?
Oh, yes, yes. That's usually what happens is that high blood pressure is the first one and an evident sign that you and your medical provider can see, and then it could lead to other ones, other disparities that you have. And then as we age, we know some of these things automatically come up throughout the aging process. So if we can... fight against some of those natural biological things,
right,
we'll be better positioned to live a long life.
Do what you can. So and I see no registration is required for this, so they just basically show up at Great Plains Health on the 22nd at 10 a.m. and take that first class, and then hopefully continue on for the following three Thursdays.
Yes, that's exactly right. And if you couldn't come to the first class, don't hesitate. Come to the, begin on the second class or whatever. You'll just miss out some information.
Yeah, it'll benefit you even if you just hit one of those.
And if that's the case, you might want to reach out, because there are printed materials that every participant will get on the 22nd. And if I knew you were going to show up on the 29th, I'd make sure I have some extra materials. There's no cost. It's all paid for through the grant that we have. But the real kicker is if you don't attend all four classes, you're not eligible for the blood pressure cuff.
You won't get the monitor unless you attend all four. So go ahead and make that commitment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't need to even call you and let them know that they're planning on coming.
If they have questions, but don't call at all. We'll just show up together and we'll work with who's there. And then I will adjust come the second week, depending on how many show up, that kind of thing.
People in this day and age really like having that, because it is, in your mind, if you have to make a commitment ahead of time, what if something comes up? That causes anxiety, too.
It is, and in my mind, that's the Western Nebraska way. You never know, and I grew up on a farm family, and farmers don't always know their schedules.
That's true.
And the cattle or the whatever could change your schedule really, really quickly, and so that's why I do this, and so... Yep, we'll work with it on the 22nd, and I'll be flexible, and you'll be flexible, and we will learn together for the next 4 weeks
That. Extension educator Brenda Oftenkamp with us. You also wanted to mention a one-hour physical fitness class that is taking place starting this Friday.
Yeah, this is something that I've done for 2 years now at the Extension office here out off of State Farm Road in North Platte. And my spring session will run 12 weeks beginning January 9th through March 27th. And it's from 9 to 10 every Friday morning at the Extension office. There's a $25 charge for it. And I use a curriculum called SAIL, which is Stay Active and Independent for Life. And it's a physical fitness curriculum through Washington State University that's evidence-based. Mm-hmm. But everything is done. You get a chair, and you either sit in the chair or you stand and use the chair for stability. And it's all on trying to deter those natural effects of aging. So working on our inner core and our balance prevention, making sure that we're not building muscle, but we're going to maintain muscle throughout. And it's about a 45-minute session. And then every Friday morning, I try to provide some kind of a 10-minute little educational lesson on some aspect that could benefit us. So that's called SAIL, and it begins January 9th from 9 to 10 o'clock at the Extension office. And there again this Friday, just show up out at 348 West State Farm Road, and we will have fun together building our inner core.
Okay. If they can't make it tomorrow and want to start next week, do you allow that?
Oh, yes. Just come anytime. Yeah. Anytime. And like I say, this spring session is running from January 9th to March 27th, 12 weeks. And there again, once you go through the class, you'll see nothing is rocket science that we do, just really basic little things. And there again, each one of us have a little bit different balance abilities. And so using that chair will be prominent for all of us. and trying to maintain the muscle that we have and then build that inner core so that we prevent falls, because that's the big thing. As we age, you normally lose those strengths that contribute to falls that then contribute to other health problems.
For sure.
Yeah.
If they have any questions, you encourage them to call your office, 532-2683. And is there an extension on that?
No,
or do they just ask for you?
Nope, you'll get one of the girls out front, and they hopefully can answer your questions if I'm not there. And if not, ask for me, and I would love to talk and answer any questions on any topics that someone may have.
Your email is boftenkamp, and that's spelled AUFDENKAMP1, boftenkamp1@unl.edu.
Right.
Anything else you wanted to add,
I think,
Brenda?
That's it. That's very good. Let me
know. Got it covered.
Thanks for letting me come on and promote my programs. And like I say, anybody, give me a call if you have questions. If you're doing some winter food preservation, I can answer those questions as well. And if you've started, food safety is ramping up for the year in the North Platte area. I've taken 5 to 6 questions already in the first 3 days that I've been back on the job here.
How about a saying like, when in doubt, throw it out, right?
Oh, that's the perfect saying to go with it. Yeah, it is. Don't do the good old Western Nebraska
thing. We hate
thing
to waste food, but you don't want listeria or anything that's going to...
When in doubt, throw it out.
Take out a commission for a few days.
And make sure that that food goes in and out of the refrigerator very efficiently.
Yeah, don't leave it out on the table for long.
Smart person you are.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Brenda, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you.
Months. Okay.